AP Sports, I'm Denny Kapp. It's the greatest two words in all of sports, Game 7, and that's where the NHL Stanley Cup Finals are headed. AP correspondent Dave Ferry recaps Game 6.
There will be a Game 7 in the Stanley Cup Final after the Oilers made it three straight wins over the Panthers, 5-1. Stuart Skinner stopped 20 shots while Edmonton frustrated Florida's top threats.
There's just a feeling, a really strong feeling of belief with this whole group, and we've had that for a long time now, and no matter what situation that we put ourselves in, we always do have that belief.
Warren Fogle opened the scoring and had an assist as Edmonton became the third team in NHL history and the first since 1945 to force a Game 7 of a final series after losing the first three games. Adam Henrique and Zach Hyman scored in the second period to make it 3-0. After Alexander Barkov tallied 128 into the third, Ryan McLeod and Darnell Nurse put it out of reach by scoring empty netters 12 seconds apart. Game 7 is Monday.
On the diamond, the matchup of the night was in the Bronx, where a pair of pitchers were gunning for their 10th win. Correspondent Tom Merriam has the details.
The Yankees were routed at home for the second straight day, this time by the Braves 8-1. Carlos Rodon, like Luis Gil in the previous game, came in with one of the best records in baseball, but was rocked early. Ozzie Albies hit a two-run homer on the second pitch of the game, and three batters later, Austin Riley buried one in the seats for a 3-0 Atlanta lead before New York even batted. The Braves then added single runs in the second and third innings before Matt Olson's two-run homer highlighted a three-run fourth for the 8-1 lead that stood up.
Offensively, I think you're seeing that right now. We're swinging the bat well, and you know, just look to keep it going and you know, just continue to work.
On the mound, Chris Sale sailed along, giving up just one hit in five innings for his 10th win.
The hottest team in baseball is the New York Mets. They throttled the Cubs 11-1 to win for the eighth time in their last nine tries. Jake Cronenworth went 5-for-5 with a dinger as the Padres dunked the Brewers 9-5. The Reds rolled the Red Sox 5-2 to snap Boston's five-game winning streak. The Rays pounded the Pirates 10-3 behind a pair of Josh Lowe homers. Carson Kelly smacked a two-run bomb to help the Tigers edge the White Sox 2-1. Correspondent Adam Spillane was on the scene as a pair of second-place teams lit up the scoreboard in the Lone Star State.
Joey Loperfido went 3-for-4 with two RBIs and two doubles as the Astros beat the Orioles 14-11. In his first game since being recalled from AAA, Loperfido doubled twice in a 9-run Astros sixth inning, which at the time gave them a 14-3 lead.
I think top to bottom, especially with guys on tonight, you know, everybody just put together good at-bats. Anytime you drive in runs like that, you know, consecutively, it's fun. You know, we knew we'd have to slug against these guys. We did that.
Jose Altuve finished 3-for-5 with two RBIs for Houston. Jake Myers hit a three-run homer. Adley Rutschman collected five hits for the Orioles. Gunnar Henderson hit two home runs.
The Marlins needed 10 innings to beat the Mariners 3-2, dealing Seattle its third straight loss. The Angels also needed an extra inning to dispose of the Dodgers 3-2. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. hit his eighth home run, but it wasn't enough as the Guardians blast the Blue Jays 7-1. Elsewhere, the Diamondbacks slip past the NL East leading Phillies 5-4. Lane Thomas has a 4-RBI night to push the Nationals past the Rockies 11-5. The A's use an eighth-inning rally to top the Twins 6-5, and the Rangers rock the Royals 6-2. Off the field, the state of Kansas continued its pursuit of the Royals, as well as the Chiefs. Correspondent Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
The governor of Kansas has signed legislation enabling the state to lure the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs and Major League Baseball's Royals away from neighboring Missouri. The measure signed Friday by Democratic Governor Laura Kelly would help the teams pay for new stadiums by allowing Kansas to issue bonds to cover 70% of a new stadium's cost. Kelly's action came 3 days after the Republican-led legislature approved the plan. The Kansas-Missouri border splits the 2.3 million resident Kansas City area.
WNBA, Caitlin Clark and the Fever put their season-long three-game winning streak on the line in Atlanta. Correspondent Jane Ferry reports.
The Fever picked up their fourth straight win as Nalissa Smith provided 21 points and 9 rebounds to lead a balanced attack in a 91-79 win in Atlanta. Indiana scored a season-high 35 first-quarter points and led by 16 at halftime to improve to 7-10. Kelsey Mitchell finished with 18 points, and backcourt mate Caitlin Clark has 16 points and 7 assists.
I think we're just taking it one game at a time, and I think that's why we've been able to be successful in this stretch, is because we haven't looked too far ahead. It's the game that's always just right in front of us.
Clark also helped the Dream set a home attendance record of more than 17,000.
And I thought the crowd was fun. Like, you could just feel the energy in the building tonight, and that's what makes the basketball so fun and the game so fun for us. So, yeah, I mean, I enjoyed it, and I thought we played a really solid game.
Tina Charles had 24 points for Atlanta.
In the desert, the Aces blitzed the Sun 85-74 to deal Connecticut its second loss of the season. Asia Wilson had a game-high 26 points and 16 rebounds to lead Las Vegas. At the PGA's Travelers Championship, Tom Kim fires a bogey-free 5-under-65 in the second round to take the 36-hole lead at 13-under. Kim holds a two-shot lead on a group of three, headlined by Scottie Scheffler and Colin Morikawa. And the College World Series finals kick off Saturday evening as SEC rivals Tennessee and Texas A&M open up their best-of-three series. Denny Kapp, AP Sports.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked-up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.